Thank you very much indeed, Ambassador, and thank you for showing confidence in my ability to address the probing question from my very distinguished Russian colleague on the points we raised on an S&T process. In our view, the key requirement is that a group on science and technology should be open to all states parties who wish to participate in it. We think that is the easiest model to adopt rather than have a smaller select band, because that raises some difficult issues about how we actually do that. It's our conception, as outlined in the working paper, that government scientific experts would be welcome to attend the meeting. The model we had in mind originally for this was the verification experts group that met in the early 1990s. It is, however, fundamental that any such body also has the opportunity to tap into scientific expertise that exists in the academic and industry and research communities, because the information that they hold is not always available or understood within government. We feel that by making it open-ended and available to all experts from the states parties who wish to attend, that addresses the inclusivity point that my distinguished Russian colleague made. It also addresses the point that the decisions or recommendations that come from that body for consideration elsewhere by the meetings of states parties would carry a higher level of authority. It is not just the view of a small handful of individuals, however eminent they are. It seems to us that is the key requirement. If I may, because it also taps into the point made by the distinguished Indian ambassador, we think it's essential that this body is tasked to look at discrete topics that the states parties at the policy level have concerns about and feel they require further information or insights. And equally, the experts themselves, who I say are largely the states parties experts, need to be able to draw attention to the policy community issues that require consideration and decision and action. So we see it as an interactive process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.